Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One of the jurors from the El Chapo trial tells Vice News at least five other jurors followed news coverage of the trial, defying the judge's orders. One of them would allegedly check Twitter on a smartwatch.
The drug lord's attorneys say if that is true, then he didn't get a fair trial. On our newsline, CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum. Thane, do they have a point there? If it's true, should El Chapo get a new trial?
Hey, Michael. Hi, Steve. Well, you know, the American legal system works on what could be considered a fiction, which is that jurors are supposed to be, especially in these types of cases, to be completely insulated from the outside world. And so that's why they were sequestered. That's why they moved around with the U.S. Marshals, took them around. And that's why their names were never released. So because of the nature of this trial, they were given very strong instructions not to be influenced by any outside sources, only the things that come into trial, and definitely don't speak to each other. Now, the thing is, this probably happens much more often. It's just that no juror ever admits to it. But in a situation like this, you know, it looks like a contaminated jury, and I would not be surprised if El Chapo receives a new trial.
Thane, that trial for El Chapo lasted 4 months. How tough would it be for prosecutors to do it all over again if they had to?
It's agonizing. It happens more often than one would think. Remember, the case won't change. The presentation of evidence won't change, especially from the prosecutor's perspective, because they won. Right? In the end, they were able to convince after, I think, a few weeks, the jurors to convict. So from their perspective, they believe the evidence is in their favor. But the question is, they have to start off with a whole new 12 new jurors. They have to do voir dire to select a new jury. That itself took a long time. And you always run the risk that when you select a new jury, you have somebody that's on there who might be very sympathetic to El Chapo. I just read that many of the jurors were sympathetic to El Chapo because of the idea that he would be in solitary confinement, and that's what they were concerned about, not his guilt, but how he would be punished.
Wow, imagine if we had to go through all of that again. Thank you, Thane. That's CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.